Get ready, Riverland.
It's Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
For Berry Better. Good morning.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Thank you for coming along. Thanks for joining me this morning, or today, or tonight, or wherever, whenever you're listening to this. We had a big week on the show. I spoke to a lot of legends, including Ellie and Fraser from The Bachelorette, Todd, who won the meat pack, Adam, who didn't receive a rose from The Bachelorette, but was a legend nonetheless, and Daz from The Living Room as well caught up with me about the living room going green. He made an IKEA kitchen out of nothing but IKEA furniture. Pretty cool. Also, we had a phantom Melbourne race call, the race that stops the station. Lost in translation as well. I'm not rhyming. That just was a coincidence. Riverland Monopoly. What would you put on the Riverland Monopoly board? You're going to hear all of that in this podcast. And, of course, we are here on Magic 931 every single day, every single weekday from 6 a.m. I ain't coming in 6 a.m. on a Sunday. Enjoy the podcast.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
We have the 24 people locked in. I'm going to go through the horses at the moment. In barrier one, Anthony Van Dyck. A good chance, huge chance here. Rachel Fowler, congrats. You've drawn Anthony Van Dyck. Avilius hasn't won in over a year. Sorry, Linda Tierley. That one's yours. Vow and Declare, last year's winner. Not going very well this year, though. Trenton Davis, best of luck to you. Master of Reality was second last year. Jesse Morena. Sir Dragonette won the Cox Plate. He's a key player. Bree Freckleton. Twilight Payment in Barrier 6. Better chance this year than last year. Tracy Little, that is yours, your horse. Very Elegant in number 7. Caulfield Cup winner, Katrina Raggett. Mustagia in number 8 is Carl Close. Stratum Albion is Matt Hughes. Dashing Willoughby is Brianna Hughes. Finch. Oh, Finch was close in last year's. Finch is Annette Aston's. Prince of Arran as well. I think he was in last year's. AJ Brown, that is your horse. Surprise Baby, the new favourite for this afternoon. Lou Morse drew that one. Oh, we've had a late scratching. I'm very sorry. Emily Rains, you drew King of Leogrants, but unfortunately, it's been scratched. Sorry. Russian Camelot, number 15, Mel Bristow. Steel Prince, Denise Vaughan. The Chosen One, Clarice Lawrence. Ashrun is Carly Jones. Warning was Alison Flavel. Etta James, Amanda Simpson. Tiger Moth, which was the old favourite until yesterday. Tiger Moth, Lauren Philp. In 22, Ocean X is Jamie Campbell. Miami Bound, Janelle Watkins. That one's yours. And last but not least, Person is Lockie Bassett. So all of the horses are loaded into the gates. Welcome to the phantom race that stops the nation. This isn't the real Melbourne Cup. That one's at 2:30, the Savo. We're going to cross there live here at Magic 931, thanks to Riverland Steel. But until then, I have Matt Hill on the phone. He's the guy that's going to be calling the race, the Savo, at 2:30. And he's going to give us what he thinks is going to happen in the last 400 metres of the race, the Savo. So all of our fake horses are in their fake barriers, ready to jump. Matt Hill, over to you. What do you reckon is going to happen in the last 400 metres, the Savo?
Well, look, I think, with no crowd, there won't be any cheering, but I think you'll find that it'll be Master of Reality and Anthony Van Dyck. They'll be going stride for stride. But here comes Surprise Baby.
Surprise Baby.
For Australia. We had Farlap during the Depression. Now we've got Surprise Baby
for Australia
during Tobit. Races away and wins for Craig William. Surprise Baby wins from Very Elegant second. Master of Reality third. And here's a bolter for you. The Chosen One for four.
Wow. So much to process. Number one, Surprise Baby. Lou Morse. Congrats. Number two was Very Elegant. Katrina Raggett. You got yourself a prize pack. And number three, Master of Reality, Jesse Morena. Congrats, you guys. Magic prize packs coming your way. And thank you so much to Matt Hill for the Phantom Race Call. You can hear him live at 2:30 p.m. here on Magic 931.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Amelia Adams from Channel 9, the Today Show. We can see her all morning and throughout 9's coverage today, reporting live from Washington. She's at the White House at the moment. Thanks for joining me, Amelia. Can you just give us a general feeling of what's happening in Washington at the moment?
Look, it's a pretty exciting but also tense and a bit of a chaotic vibe here, because the way things are playing out at the moment, the president is basically just going hell for leather to contest the election result. We've just heard from his campaign that he's launching legal action to stop vote counting in Pennsylvania. He's also done the same in Michigan. He has demanded a recount in Wisconsin, which is a really important state as well. That's just been called in Joe Biden's favour. So the tables are looking to be tipped towards a Joe Biden victory. It's still too close to call, but at the same time, the president is really doubling down on what we heard from him in the early hours of this morning, that he believes Democrats are basically trying to steal the election. It is really extraordinary, and it's changing by the minute.
Yeah, we did hear that he wanted to go to the Supreme Court. Now, a lot of people are asking, does he actually have any case at all taking legal action against the voting being counted like it should be?
Well, it's a good question because, I mean, ballots have been counted after elections always. In US election history, it's not unusual. What is unusual is that it is a pandemic, and for the first time in some states, for example, Pennsylvania, which is where the spotlight is on today, they haven't had mail-in voting ever before in a general election. But as we know, coronavirus completely transformed this whole process. So in those states, the president's decided he doesn't think that votes that were received after polling day should be counted.
Yeah.
In addition to that, he's sort of casting doubt or suspicions on the way they're being counted in his tweets today, saying the Democrats are finding votes all over the place. Well, they're counting votes is what's happening, and that's going to continue. Until the votes are counted, there can't be a result. That's how elections work.
In Washington at the moment as well, I'm sure you know there's all over the place, there are boarded up windows and people staying home out of fear that something is going to happen. There's going to be some kind of civil unrest, no matter the outcome. Firstly, is that an actual possibility? And secondly, does it matter which way this vote goes? Will either result in some civil unrest in America?
Well, that's certainly the fear, that there would be backlash from either side. I mean, it is very strange to walk around and see everything boarded up and security barriers. You know, this is a democracy. And here we are fearing civil unrest, violence and looting. I think the fact that the result's up in the air and that the president is contesting it, you know, highly likely that will fuel things. There were some clashes here last night just outside the fence where we are. Bit of violence. It was mainly kept under control, but I know that law enforcement here are very much on alert for that tonight, given the circumstances. And that goes to cities across the country as well.
Yeah. Well, Amelia, we're thinking about you over in Washington. Stay safe. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will continue to watch your coverage on the Today Show on 9 this morning.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
My heart broke for this guy. Adam from The Bachelorette did not receive a rose, which means he joins me this morning. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how you going?
I'm fantastic. Unfortunately, you had to relive the rose ceremony again, once in real life a few months ago, and then again last night with the rest of us. Was it just as hard to watch as it was for me to watch?
Yeah, definitely bring back all those emotions of that night, and yeah, it was definitely, you know, shed a little tear, I reckon.
When Ellie left your house after meeting the family, who were awesome, by the way, you said there was something that you wished you'd said to her. You almost got it out, in fact.
Yeah, that's something I've definitely struggled with in the past, is, you know, getting my emotions out there, and yeah, I sort of held back a bit, and I just wish I sort of told Ali that, you know, that my feelings for her. But, yeah, unfortunately, you know, I'm stuttered and, yeah.
Do you think that would have made a difference, though, looking back now?
Yeah, looking back now, it's obviously, you know, something that Ali was concerned about. Yeah, so it could have made a difference, but you just never know. Like, her connection with Joe and Fraser was pretty strong as well, but yeah, I wish I, you know, put myself out there a bit more.
Yeah, but was it true that you said yourself you've never been in love before?
Yeah. So, you know, I've always travelled and worked away and, you know, moved around Australia, and I've never really settled. And I've, yeah, never said those words to a girl yet. And yeah.
Wow. Oh, and also you've never actually introduced a girl to your family either.
No, yeah, because I live away and everything. That was a bit of a strange first meeting to the family. Yeah. I won't forget that anytime soon.
Well, James Weir said online last night that obviously you're hot and smart. He said you're like a Hemsworth brother with a uni degree. Compliment of the century, surely.
How big's my head at the moment? Yeah.
Surely the footage of you last night, shirtless on the beach, boosted those Instagram DMs. Tell me.
I don't know, but I've got a couple DMs, I guess, you know, just a few, but that, yeah.
Well,
I wish I could have been Ali, but...
No, I know. Like, you're back in Perth now, so I guess, you know, you're probably open again for getting back out there on the dating train. But how is Perth? How's it going? Are you allowed to go out and party and meet new people, or is it still pretty locked down over there?
Nah, Perth's been pretty good for the last... Well, you're going to probably hate me saying this, but it's been pretty good for the last 6 months. We've been out partying, having a good time.
Not fair.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to stand up inside a pub and consume alcohol?
Yeah, so we're allowed to have a little boogie on the dance floor as well.
No way. All right, this interview's over. I'm out of here. Thank you so much, Adam. You're a legend, and The Bachelorette continues tonight, 7:30 on Win. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for that.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
And on this day, 85 years ago, the board game Monopoly was released by the Parker Brothers, and it changed the world for the better. Or the worse, depending on how you look at it. The relationship-destroying, household-dividing game of Monopoly. I want to celebrate 85 years on. You know how they've got special editions like the Australian edition of Monopoly, that kind of thing? I want to make the Riverland edition of Monopoly. On 858-239-31, we've opened up the phone lines here. I want you to weigh in and be a part of our Riverland Monopoly board. What do you want to see on the Monopoly board? A street? An iconic place around the Riverland. The Big Orange has been texted in a couple of times. Yeah, that could go on there somewhere. What do you reckon? 858-239-31. Get on the phone line. We are taking your calls right now. Alrighty, Sam from Barmera. What do you reckon should be added to the Riverland Monopoly board?
Got to be Lake Bonnie.
Oh, of course. How do we not think of that? Lake Bonnie, what do you reckon that should be? Should that be like one of the special ones, like the train stations? Or do you reckon that should be like a Park Lane or Mayfair kind of situation?
At the very least, one of the greens, if not one of the blues.
Okay. All right, that's sorted. That can be the new Trafalgar Square, maybe. Kieran from Glossop, our Riverland Monopoly boards. What do you reckon should be on it?
Oh, I reckon... Instead of like Park Lane or something, Mallee Fowl.
The Mallee Fowl.
Yeah, yes. Restaurant in the Riverland.
Okay, so you reckon a Park Lane situation, not quite Mayfair, but up there. Yeah. One of the expensive ones.
Not quite Mayfair, but it's one of the top ones, I reckon.
I love it. That's going on the board, Kieran. Thank you.
Awesome. Cheers, mate.
Alrighty, Sandra, up to you. What do you reckon should be included in our Riverland Monopoly board?
Monash Playground.
Oh, of course. Can't believe we didn't think of that one, the Monash Playground. Okay, all right. Where would you like to put it on the board? Are you thinking like a yellow or blue property or one of the train stations maybe?
Yeah, one of the train stations.
Yeah, that could work. All right, done. You know what? I'm putting it on there. Thank you so much.
That's all right.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
The Magic and Meat Raffle is happening right now, and I have pulled a number out of our little drum here. I have the person here. His name is Todd. I reckon let's give him a call. Haven't told him we're calling. He might not answer his phone. Either way, he's won the Royal Bush Roast Lamb Weather Pack as I put the number into the phone here. $70 worth. Serves up to 6 people. Wow. Okay, here we go. Come on, Todd. Answer your phone.
Hi, the person you have called is not available.
I'll leave it.
Please leave a short 10-second message after the tone, okay. And we'll send the message as a text.
Todd Scudder from Magic 931, you've won the Royal Bush Quality Meats Meat Pack! Good luck converting that to a
your
text.
Your voice message is being converted to text.
You're right, eh? I reckon we got the winner on the phone. Hang on, let me just put him through for a sec. Sorry, do I have you there?
Yeah.
Todd, congratulations, mate. You've won the Rob Witch Quality Meats weekly meat raffle. You've won a boneless seasoned leg of lamb, a separate roast vegetable pack. Up to six people this says. It's valued at $70, and it's all yours.
That's awesome. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Did you actually get a text from the text-to-speech, the speech-to-text thing?
Yeah, it didn't say anything. It said something about Jenny, and it was quite confusing.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
The Bachelorette has come to an end. Ellie and Fraser, a very a love story, a successful love story out of the show. We're joined by them this morning. Ellie and Fraser, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good morning.
Fantastic. Now, how are you guys? Had to keep it under wraps for, 3 months now? How'd you do it?
Oh, crikey. With great, effort.
Did it make it easier or harder that you can't travel around because of COVID to keep the relationship under wraps?
Oh, I think it was going to be tough for us either way because we live in different states, but we were lucky enough to have a few loopholes with like the Byron sort of area. So we got to spend a little bit of time with each other, which was really good.
Oh, very nice. Did you have code names for each other in your phones and that kind of thing?
Fraser's got a nickname amongst his friends, which is Big Sexy, and so I had him under my phone as Big Sexy.
Amazing. Fraser, what was Ellie in your phone? Can you tell us?
Little Sexy.
Little Sexy. Love it. Love it. Now, last night, Ellie, you said, honestly, it was hard to watch you and Joey having your final kind of chat. But you said Joey would be easy. Fraser wouldn't be easy. There was going to be a few sacrifices you'd have to make with Fraser. What was it that made you kind of see past all of that and still choose Fraser?
I think at the end of the day, like for me, it's pretty rare to get like real feelings for someone. And I think I just had to sort of trust where, you know, my heart was and, you know, how I was feeling. And, you know, that was Fraser. So,
well,
you know, the rest, you just got to make the rest work, I guess.
And it has too. It's so good to see you still together, unfortunately, for your sister, Ellie. Becky, it didn't quite work out. So we heard this morning that Becky and Pete's relationship didn't last outside the show. How is Becky doing, Ellie?
Oh, look, she's good. Like, I think watching the show back yesterday brought up a lot of emotions. Like, she has definitely like come to terms with it, and like she is happy. But I think just watching it back, like same with me, watching it back, you get all choked up because, you know, you're emotional on the day, and watching it back makes you feel emotional as well. So
yeah. So what's the plan going forward, Fraser? Are you gonna move down, or Ellie, are you gonna go up and maybe start on the tractor again? What are you gonna do from now on?
I think the plan is, like, we're lucky now that Queensland have opened their borders up a bit, so we'll be able to just do a little bit of backwards and forth until next year, and then I think I would be the one to make the move.
Okay, awesome. Well, Fraser, do you reckon Ellie did she pass the test on the tractor? You reckon she can be a farm hand yet?
Yeah, she did a good job on the tractor. That was heaps of fun, actually. It was good to do a couple of different things throughout the show, and the tractor was definitely one of my highlights.
Awesome. Well, best of luck to you both. It's so good to see you still together. Congratulations, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
The Living Room is back on tonight. They're going green tonight. Thought we'd get the man himself, Baz, on the show. Barry Dubois, good morning.
Good morning, Scudder. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. Now, you've had a pretty busy week. I saw you and Miguel out at the races this week. That must have been a riot out with him.
We weren't at the races. We're at the sort of the marquee at Channel 10 because of all the, you know, everything this beautiful country is going through this year. We were sort of self-isolating on the top of the Channel 10 building with all the beautiful flowers and the studio tent thing around us, watching the races and getting a little bit involved and cooking up a bit of feast. But, yeah, having fun generally. Oh. And as always, very busy.
I think if I was to self-isolate anywhere, I think I'd want to be right there on the roof. That sounds amazing.
If you're going to self-isolate, you want to do it with Miguel. He's the best cook in the world.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah, he would have had the Barbie crank in and everything. It would have been so good. What else have you been up to, keeping yourself busy during isolation?
Well, you know, in Sydney, we've done pretty well. I've been able to work still a lot. In the beginning of all this, I spent a lot of time at home with the kids, which was amazing. The homeschooling was just a very, very interesting process. But as well as that, doing the show right through the year and having a stack of fun. I'm really excited about tonight's show, though.
Yeah. I got a bit of a sneak peek. You're going green, it says, tonight.
Well, I like to think I'm a big advocate of sustainability, and the show is a big supporter of going green every week. But this week we teamed up with IKEA. And IKEA, as a huge corporation, has realised to be sustainable, you need a market. And if we wreck this planet, they're not going to have a market. So a couple of years ago, they started going green. They're growing their own plantation timbers. But what I'm really fascinated with is they're recycling plastics for the doors of their kitchens and some of the bench tops. But what's exciting is they've realised and they're making a conscious decision to change the direction to help the planet. And we can separate our rubbish and save water and do our own gardening and organic breakdown like compost bins and that sort of thing. When big companies like that start to change, that's where we're going to see the real momentum. And that's what I'm excited about.
It says it's an IKEA kitchen makeover. Is the whole kitchen from IKEA?
The whole kitchen's from IKEA. And this is not just the kitchen, but some of the furniture that we put in tonight, is those plastic bottles that are floating around the ocean, destroying that gorgeous habitat. They're getting hold of them. They're breaking them down, they're recycling into different portions of the kitchen, which is, we all know we shouldn't have those plastic bottles to start with, but they're going to get rid of the ones that are in waste and put them somewhere where they add value to the company and not going to do damage to the environment.
Amazing. That's so good of them. We can't wait to get into that. That's tonight on the Win Network. Baz, it's been awesome. Thanks so much for catching up.
Always fun talking to you. Take care, guys.
Magic 931's Scudder and Maddie. Magic 931's Ken. You crack it.
Hello, Jeremy from the Berry Hotel.
Morning, Mr. Skews. How are we?
Oh, fantastic. And we have a very special guest in the studio, Mr. Tim Whetstone. Good morning.
No, I'm not the special guest. That's Lockie.
Oh, Lockie Winnell. Yeah, he's here as
great
well.
Great to be here. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us in the studio today. This is awesome. We've got a full house in here. Jeremy has...
Social distancing, of course.
Yes, of course. 1.5 metres. Jeremy has a can to crack. Tim, are you familiar with the game? Basically, we just crack a can without looking at it.
Uh-huh.
Going to guess what it is.
Alrighty-o. So are there any... We're allowed a feel or smell or...
Oh,
no? There's a clue. There's always a clue.
There's always a clue. And sometimes you'll get a bit of a waft in the studio.
Ah.
So you can get a bit of the sense.
That's the beer waft. I'll just clarify. Waft, yeah.
All right. All right. Are we ready to go?
We're ready.
Turn around, no reflective services.
Go into the brown paper bag.
All right, listening.
Ooh! All right, can we turn around?
It's away.
Let's turn around, everyone.
That was crisp.
That was very crisp.
Now, the clue is, are we going craft or, Nate? International or domestic?
Domestic.
Yeah.
Good.
Domestic. I thought
good.
So.
Keep it in Australia.
This is like the tool that's been in the shed for a while.
Oh.
And you haven't used it.
It's a little bit like, is it a line product?
Oh, here we go. Is it CUB? Yeah.
This guy knows his beers.
I was like, a straight line, a curvy line?
Is it light or is it heavy?
Or medium.
Oh, medium.
Or medium. Oh. These are all the questions you have to think about.
Is it mainstream or is it craft? Is it some kind of special like Fruit Chops beer? It could be anything.
Mm. But it's the tool in the shed that's been there for a while, but you haven't really used it.
You haven't really used it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking this could be two things. Yeah. Tui's Extra Jar is the one that Jeremy brings in when we just run out of ideas.
Yes.
And that is the one that's been there from, like, day one.
Yes.
I said a couple of years, not since you built the shed.
Yeah. Carlton Dry is the other one that sort of gets left in the shed after a party.
I think there's been a landmark announcement that we might be celebrating, and that's the closure of West End.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Or the other one is the Melbourne Bitter Stitch Up.
Okay.
I'm going to go Melbourne Bitter.
Melbourne Bitter, all right. Yeah.
Red Death.
West End.
Red Death. I'm going to go... wait, who won the State of Origin during the week? It was... It was,
Queensland.
It was Queensland, wasn't it?
Could it be 4X?
Could it be 4X? That sounded like a 4X. It was a bit of a light mid, maybe.
Oh, gee.
4X, go.
Nowhere near it, boys. Oh. Nowhere near it.
Oh, we had some good guesses.
Cooper's Dry.
A local brew, too.
Yeah, oh, the South Australian. I should have heard that in the crack. Oh.
I was close. I was a South Australian bit of it. You guys, it was Queensland, Victoria.
Tim was the closest. Well done, Tim.